The geographical location of Boppard, on the largest curve of the Rhine, was of great importance for the existence and development of the settlement in the times of the Celts and Romans, and also in the Middle Ages. Two settlement areas existed, which were initially separate. There was a settlement near the estuary area of Mühlbach on the Rhine with the medieval royal court, which lay outside the gates of what later became the town of Boppard. The other settlement was around the Roman fort. Rivers have played a special role for the history of humanity from time immemorial. They connect people and cultures, but also often serve as natural boundaries. Rivers are transport and traffic routes. They make the exchange of goods possible and make traveling easier. Settlements and towns often form on their banks. Important road links are sometimes orientated along the course of rivers. The Rhine is one of the biggest rivers in Europe. Many Roman settlements, towns and forts evolved in places where previously Celts had settled. At the same time, the Rhine and the Limes, which were partly upstream of the river, formed the boundary of the Roman Empire to the Teutons in the east for centuries. Boppard is one of the places in the Middle Rhine region which can be traced back to a Celtic settlement. The following article aims to trace the history of this town, which begins to be tangible in the times of the Romans. In the Middle Ages, Boppard experienced its heyday as an imperial city, which eventually came under the power of the Elector of Trier. A table with an overview of timescales at the beginning of each chapter shows the regional events and gives a historical overview.